I think at the end it'll be like, oh, who's your favourite auto or something.
Who's your favourite auto?
Yeah, auto. That's it.
Auto.
And then you say yours, then you ask me, then I'll say mine.
I suppose so, yeah.
How much have you understood so far? None. Then you have to do the whole thing again.
I suppose, like, what I could do.
I'll send you mine one on here. Why has it been sent like that? Oh, it's in this. I'll send you mine one on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Do it for messages, it's a lot easier. So after some day.
Wait. Oh, okay.
I'm just how does this thing work? Like, do you just, when we put it onto a library, just people who come across our Spotify accounts also see that we do podcasts?
And
just, is that something that's happening? They're like, oh, this person's podcast, let's just add fucking, let's just listen to these random people's conversations. Yeah, so I guess that's a possibility, but like, I don't think that will actually happen. Hopefully. So, are you gonna buy a GoPro, yeah?
What?
You gonna buy a GoPro?
Maybe, I'm not.
Because you just make money on your phone first, you know? Just use, like, your phone to begin with, and then just. Because lots of YouTubers use their phone still. And, like, maybe get a GoPro once you have enough money.
Yeah.
Just need to think what the content's gonna be about.
I can't find my podcast.
You can't find your podcast script. Just search it up. I hope she didn't expect it to only be 10 minutes. Imagine she comes in and is like, why are you not in that room?
Well, I need to change the name of it again. Ignore that it says Daniel.
Switch off.
Oh shit, I'll send it on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp?
No, WhatsApp. What the freak?
What? What's going on? I don't know.
Sure.
I say what?
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know.
Message failed to send.
Why? Do you have internet? Do you have internet calling on or internet like messaging on?
Let me send it on WhatsApp, so you just have to turn it off for like 1 second, and click on it, screenshot it.
That is true. Oh, I'm recording. Okay, give me a second, let me just quickly pull it up.
It says, how are you doing? And then it says, say whatever you want. What if I just say, oh, I'm doing bad? And then you're like, that's great.
Right.
Basically, just, you should just put, I'm good or something, because you just put, that's great. So I could just be like, oh, my whole family's just started, and you're just like, oh, that's great.
Right.
So what?
Get it later anyway, I don't know. Don't ask questions, eh? Don't ask questions.
So what do you do and what do you know about film
theory? Right, are you ready?
I don't know what I know about film theory, like I can't think about like a whole subject.
Are you ready?
What shall I say?
Just blabber about random shit.
What do you mean?
Just talk about random nonsense.
I can't be doing that.
Huh?
I can't be doing that.
Why?
It's great, what do you...
Row. Just remember the questions. That's all you need to do, and then just search up the questions whilst I'm asking, whilst you're looking at the other one.
What do you mean? So I'm meant to multitask.
So, just do that, and then we'll just, and then just talk about things that you see, and then just go, things like, say, I don't know. Ready?
Should I say, like, I know, look, some subjects are...
Film
theory.
And just list them.
Like,
and then
feminist theory. I know auto. Oh no, I went to auto. Because you were talking about that. What's another film theory?
Marxist.
Huh?
Marxist.
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 Yes, you know, like Marx.
Okay, what's another one? I know the feminist theory.
There's Marxist, then there's the conjunctive. Conjunctive, sorry. There's.
You may as well start on that one.
Yeah. Alright then, okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey everyone, we're going to hop right into.
Put some more effort in.
Okay.
Come on, lads.
right. Time to act. Ready?
Get pumped.
Let's fuck. Yo. Okay, let's go. Come on. Let's go. Ready? Yo.
Why are you running around so much? Sit down.
Yo, everyone. We're going to hop right into film.
This man's
theory. And discuss the film theory is about. We're going to discuss.
Mate.
You know what we're going to discuss, bro? You know what we're going to discuss? Huh?
Is it by any chance the Otto
theory? Yes, it's going to be the Otto theory. So, I'm going to be joined by a guest, bro. Tell her.
Wait, this isn't actually the intro, is it?
It is.
We're not.
Say hello.
This is the intro. You didn't even say English for the first. You didn't even speak English for the first part.
Wait.
Okay, restart.
Okay.
More Aaron. Energy though, instead of.
Aaron. Today we're going to discuss film theory.
Yeah.
Yo, okay, hey everyone. We're gonna discuss the film theory today. And what it really is. We're gonna see. We're gonna tell you why you should be interested in it, and we're gonna. Frown on. Fucking.
You can't stop swearing at
that. Okay.
We're gonna be doing film theory. Fucking.
Okay.
Hey everyone, we're going to hop right onto film. Wait, what is it say?
Yeah, I'm going to have to change some of it. Because I was going to use this as like some of the leverage.
Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast.
Hey everyone.
Today we're going to be talking about
film theory. Yo, okay. Hey everyone.
Right. You got the same. Yo,
hey. Oh, I keep forgetting.
Okay. Hey everyone. I am joined with my guest, Rob, and we are going to talk about film theory and why you should get involved. Hello, thank you for having me, Josh.
You are very much welcome, my dear friend. So, today we are going to... So, do you know what Otto theory is and when it started?
No, I don't know that much about it.
Don't you?
Nope.
I don't know how it started, like, 1940s, where the name was brought in France, but the person who dubbed the name was an American critic. His name was Andrew... Or something like that.
You can't say something like that.
No, I think it is Andrew.
Teaching people about the.
And then it's Andrew. Let's have a nice discussion, okay?
You don't just say, let's have a nice discussion.
Yeah, let's discuss it, okay?
Should have a good conversation.
It's a good conversation, right? Let's talk about
parts.
Okay, yeah. What about the artists?
Yeah.
So like Quentin, Spielberg, yeah. Of the fellas that are possibly high up in the auteur spectrum as like their films have like well their films are basically pretty distinctive in how they are made. There's like the Quentin films, like he likes to use colours, he likes to use like random shots, he likes to use other things, this is pretty floorboard is probably really.
Yeah.
Anyways. what do you know about directors like Spielberg and
I know a lot of Steven Spielberg's films are made for like family watching.
Are they?
Family viewing.
Are they really?
Yeah, a lot of them like E.T. What else?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but Jurassic Park, like you said, is not, well, I'll just say Jurassic. Jurassic Park isn't too, like, it's not like
violent.
For children. Like,
it's 12, I think it was rated. It's rated 12, so it's 12A.
Yeah,
so I'd say it's for like it's for children, but like because he doesn't make the films, in my opinion, too violent. Like
yeah, they like to keep.
There's no gore in it, really.
Yeah, they like to keep it like more down to earth, more chill, don't they? Than mm-hmm. how it really actually is within like other filmmakers who like making films like Ashley Dead and stuff like that. Like ones that like have a lot of gore things in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have like any questions you'd like to ask? Or
no.
Anything? Who is your favorite?
Daughter.
My favorite.
Yes.
One I like. Well, to be fair, me, I do personally love Jurassic Park films.
Okay. So
that's something that I asked.
Okay. Okay.
They're like the fine pizza to the Italian.
Okay.
I
mean, we need to drag it on for longer than
I've seen
3 minutes.
Yeah, I am. Don't worry. Quentin's films are also pretty good, in my opinion. Like I've only seen one. That's a Blinding Pride one. It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you said they're good, but you said you've only seen one and it wasn't too bad.
No. I've seen parts of the other ones.
Oh.
I've
wait,
seen
wait.
Like, parts
Wolf
of them.
Wolf Street, that one.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is.
What's your favourite? Who's your favourite?
My favourite is Jordan Peele.
Huh?
Jordan Peele.
Is he the geezer with Key and Peele?
Yeah.
They're good. He's my mate first, isn't
it? Yeah, or Get Out.
Yeah, oh, that's a good film. That's a good film.
Other stuff.
Yeah, especially with us and Get Out. I can kind of see his ideas.
Shall we explain like some films that we haven't saw?
What do you mean?
Have you saw Us? I have seen Us. Can you just pretend you haven't seen Us?
I can pretend I haven't seen Us.
Okay, because then I could, or like, I can pretend that I haven't seen it since this is your podcast. And
yeah,
you just explain, like, or just any film.
I would say Get Out because you've seen Us. You've seen Get Out, yeah. I would say explain Get Out. So,
what are you saying, my thing?
Because
I say the favourite, like I say like who's your favourite after, because I also say about like Christopher Nolan and stuff.
Christopher Nolan and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Montblanc.
But yeah, I'll say about that one in my one. But then what shall I say, because I will say stuff something like that in my podcast about like who's your favourite? Shall I say that as well? Doesn't really matter.
It's really up to you.
I mean, you'll have to speak more in your one, but then I'll have to speak more in mine, innit?
Yeah.
So they'll be able to tell which one's who's.
Yeah. So, like, the...
It's so, just a coincidence that we literally both chose the same.
It is.
Like, we didn't even plan it.
It's a bit of a nuisance. But, like, you know, honestly, what I might do is... Hey, everyone. In this episode, we're going to talk about auteur theory, and we're going to talk about audience theory. We're going to discuss how it's used in films, and we're going to discuss about like how different directors like show it within their films, and we're going to just see how far we can get this conversation. We're going to try and make it as interesting as possible for listeners who are possibly interested, possibly. Anyway, so I'm joined with my guest Ruel. How are you doing today, Ruel?
I'm good, thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
You are welcome. Anyways, do you know how auteur theory kind of started and, like, its premise, its origins?
No, I know about auteurs, but not about how it originated.
Okay. So, the actual thing is the French word for author, which was, like, it's in, like, it was like 1940s is when it kind of started, and it was dubbed by a film critic called Andrew Saris, who was an American one. And what he went, and he like, when he was making, well, as criticizing films, he was referring to these people as author, which is like, author, which is like also like saying that they are the overseers of the film, they control the lighting, they control what's on the mise-en-scene, they control everything, even the like music and stuff. The and that's like the premise of the auteur theory. Do you have any questions that you'd like to ask, possibly?
Not at all. Thanks for explaining it.
You are very welcome, I must say. A bit surprised. Anyways, I would like
probably like to start. So I wanted to know, do you know how, right, whereabouts, like how it kind of first, why the person started thinking this, or like how. Okay, in other words, do you know how it's like implemented in films?
Yeah, I know certain directors use the same shots in most of their films and TV shows, and the same sort of like colour scheme.
Okay, okay. Like, so you know how it was like with it, they like to have their own, sometimes they like to have their own type of thing towards the film, like, so.
Yeah, certain look.
Certain, yeah. Like, it's like how Steven Spielberg and stuff, like, the Macy's.
Tim Burton.
Yeah, like, they like to make theirs, like, to a specific audience. That's because that's kind of where the audience is at. But, like, you know, like, Peele, who made, like, Get Out and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
How he likes to do his horror kind of genre, which him being a comedian himself, I don't know if he's made any comedy films, to be honest. But, like, you can kind of see with the characters and stuff he uses, how it's his kind of film, like, he made it, because he likes to use, like, his character cast is usually quite diverse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they usually, and, he likes to have, like, a good type of message behind the films.
He likes to, like, implement the same, like, he likes to implement, like, real-life problems as well sometimes in the films.
Yeah, that's, like,
such as, like, racism and stuff.
Yeah, that's, like, kind of what I was, like, trying to talk to, like, the whole allegory towards the films is all about like how unfair he shows it through messages within the film that are sometimes quite subtle.
Yeah, like Get Out.
Yeah, that was very subtle. That was kind of out there where he was kind of showing off.
Yeah, it was like a lot like the brain transplant and stuff, but it was like. You can cut it anyway. How long's that? And how we lost the race. And how he lost the race to like a black guy because wasn't he in Olympia?
Pretty sure he was. It's been a while since I watched the film.
Yeah, I remember like main things. So like he wanted like that body of a black man so he could like run. So like he's fitter or something.
I can kind of see. It's just like how, like, wasn't it the grandmother who was in the woman, the maid?
Yeah, it was in the, the woman
maid's
was
body
in the kitchen.
Yeah, and that was also, probably also another thing that kind of showed, it was like another part, it was another like, part of the same message in the film. He used it as, like, little sort of characters, which I find quite interesting.
Yeah, and that they basically enslaved, her ex-boyfriends.
Yeah. So, for this last 5 minutes part of the episode, I'll be talking about audience theory. And do you know what audience theory is?
No, I've got no clue.
Okay, so, like, audience theory is, like, how the audience is within the film, like, how it's engaged, like, it's immersion, like, how the audience reacts to the film. There's quite a lot of times where, like, when films are made, they like to have, things like real life events or something to promote the film or try and make the film stand out as much as possible, something that can possibly like make the film like look a lot better or make the film have more people or more eyes towards it than they usually would.
Okay.
There's like usually ARGs and stuff like that. Audience is also sometimes about how, you know, like you're watching a film and like it's like there's like lots of different fan bases or something. So there's horror fans, there's thriller fans, there's the audience's theory is basically based on how the audience reacts to those types of things and how the audience is actually towards those types of films. If that makes any sense.
Okay.
So let's say talk about a film that's talk about some. Do you know any films that have any controversies? No, you don't.
No, not really. Not off the top of my head, no.
Because, like, there has been films out there that have actually been aired, and there's been controversies based on the film, and the film's, like, because what happens, it's been like the Video Nasties, like, back in the day, it's like, what happens is with the films is there's controversies based on the films because of who's watching them and stuff like that, and then people getting worried and stuff about how people might act, or...
Would one be the Blue Story film, which came out recently? Well, not recently, like...
But the gangs.
The year or two ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of them, because that involved gang violence. That's, like, kind of how they, the audience... Like, because it's based on how the film... How the audience reacts to the film and stuff like that. It's like... So, because the film is pretty much everything with its audience. Without its audience, it's... Flop. It has nothing. Then... So the theory is just based on how the audience perceives the film and that.
Didn't the, like, the cinemas, like, take off the film because of, like, how the audience reacted to it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure what they decided to do was, like, they decided to take it down, and, like, then I'm pretty sure they brought it back because there was a whole thing saying that how, I don't know though, because wasn't really kept, but I know there's a lot of issues towards how the film was perceived by many people.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
How, and it's been like, it's like one of the things about films, it's like, if people think they're terrible, or if people think they're over-exaggerated, or like, they're pushing the wrong narrative towards the wrong kind of audience, then people will have problems with the film, because they'll think that the film might invoke things inside people that they really shouldn't have. That's why there's lots of films with lots of censorship and stuff, because it wants to try and remove the bad parts that could possibly, in the eyes of some, cause like some outburst or outrage or something like that.
Is it sort of like, if, or could it be also be if people got their hopes up for a film and it wasn't good?
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, with there's been films like that, like the film is, there was, I mean, there was a film like quite, it's like a few years back that had a quite a bit of a big fan base towards it, and then when it came out it was a big flop and people were really annoyed about it because it just wasn't what they expected. It was just
like the old Justice League film.
Oh yeah,
like that one.
And people were quite annoyed about that. It's like,
yeah.
Like the it's like thing, because it's how things are promoted and how things are like seen. So like they promote films, and sometimes in trailers they put the best parts in the trailers, and they just absolutely ignore the actual, like, they put in the film there's nothing interesting. They just put all
sometimes
the,
they just cut it out, don't they?
Yeah, because I thought like it's just like anything really, even audiences, it's just based on things can easily go south pretty quickly, and there's been many times where films have just like gone completely south because they couldn't focus towards what audience they actually wanted.
Yeah.
Alright, Al, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Josh.
No problem, Al. Hey everyone, in this episode we're going to talk about auteur theory, and we're going to talk about audience theory. We're going to discuss how it's used in films, and we're going to discuss about like, right, how different directors like show it within their films, and we're going to just see how far we can get this conversation. We're going to try and make it as interesting as possible for listeners who are possibly interested. Possibly. Anyway, so I'm joined with my guest, Ruel. How are you doing today, Ruel?
I'm good, thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
You are welcome. Anyways, do you know how auteur theory kind of started and like, its premise, its origins?
No, I know about auteurs, but not about how it originated.
Okay. So, the actual thing is the French word for author, which was like, it's like, it was like 1940s is when it kind of started, and it was dubbed by a film critic called Andrew Saris, who was an American one. And what he went, and he like, when he was making, well, as criticizing films, he was referring to these people as author, which is like author, which is like also like saying that they are the overseers of the film, they control the lighting, they control what's on the mise en scène, they control everything, even the like music and stuff. The and that's like the premise of the auteur theory. Do you have any questions that you'd like to ask, possibly?
Not at all. Thanks for explaining it.
You are very welcome, I must say. A bit surprised. Anyways, I would like probably like to start. So I wanted to know, do you know how, right, whereabouts, like how it kind of first, why the person started thinking this, or how? Okay, in other words, do you know how it's like implemented in films?
Yeah, I know certain directors use the same shots in most of their films and TV shows, and the same sort of like color scheme.
Okay, okay. Like, so you know how it's like with it, they like to have their own. Sometimes they like to have their own type of thing towards the film, like so.
Yeah, certain look.
Certain, yeah, like it's like how Steven Spielberg and stuff like the Macy's.
Tim Burton.
Yeah, there's like. They like to make theirs like to a specific audience. That's because that's kind of where the audience is at. But like, you know, like Peele, who made like Get Out and Us and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
How he likes to do his horror kind of genre, which him being a comedian himself, I don't know if he's made any comedy films, to be honest. But like, you can kind of see with the characters and stuff he uses how it's. His kind of film, like, he made it, because he likes to use, like, his character cast is usually quite diverse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they usually, and, he likes to have, like, a good type of message behind the films.
He likes to, like, implement the same, like, he likes to implement, like, real life problems as well, sometimes in the films.
Yeah, that's,
such
like,
as, like, racism and stuff.
Yeah, that's, like, kind of what I was, like, trying to talk to, like, the whole, allegory. Was the films is all about like how unfair he shows it through messages within the film that sometimes quite subtle.
Yeah, like Get Out.
Yeah, that well, I remember that was very subtle. That was kind of it was kind of out there where he was kind of showing off.
Yeah, it was like a lot like the brain transplant and stuff, but it was like. You can cut it anyway. How long's that? Until we lost the race. Until we lost the race to like a black guy because wasn't he an Olympian?
Pretty sure he was. It's been a while since I watched the film.
Yeah, neither have I, but I remember like main things. So like he wanted like that body of a black man so he could like run. So like he's fitter or something.
I can kind of see. It's just like how, like, wasn't it the grandmother who was in the woman, the maid?
Yeah, it was in the woman
maid's body.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, and that was also, in my, probably, also another thing that kind of showed, it was like another part, it was another like, part of the same message in the film. He used it as, like, little sort of characters, which I find quite interesting.
Yeah, and that they basically enslaved, her. Ex-boyfriends.
Yeah. So, for this last 5 minutes part of the episode, I'll be talking about audience theory. And do you know what audience theory is?
No, I've got no clue.
Okay, so, like, audience theory is, like, how the audience is within the film, like, how it's engaged, like, it's immersion, like, how the audience reacts to the film. There's quite a lot of times where, like, when films are made, they like to have, things like real life events or something to promote the film or try and make the film stand out as much as possible, something that can possibly like make the film like look a lot better or make the film have more people or more eyes towards it than they usually would.
Okay.
There's like usually ARGs and stuff like that. Audience is also sometimes about how, you know, like you're watching a film and like it's like there's like lots of different fan bases or films. Like there's horror fans, there's thriller fans, there's
the
audience's theory is basically based on how the audience reacts to those types of things and how the audience is actually towards those types of films. If that makes any sense.
Okay.
So let's talk about a film that's. Let's talk about some. Do you know any films that have any controversies? No, you don't.
No, no. Not really. Not off the top of my head, no.
Because, like, there has been films out there that have actually been aired, and there's been controversies based on the film, and the films, like, because what happens, it's like the Video Nasties, like, back in the day. It's like, what happens is with the films is there's controversies based on the films because of who's watching them and stuff like that, and then people getting worried and stuff about how people might act, or...
Would one be the Blue Story film, which came out recently? Well, not recently, like...
But the gangs.
A year or two ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of them, because that involved gang violence. That's like kind of how the audience, like, because it's based on how the audience reacts to the film and stuff like that. It's like, so because the film is pretty much everything with its audience. Without its audience, it's flop. It has nothing. And the theory is just based on how the audience perceives the film and that.
Didn't the cinemas like take off the film because of like how the audience reacted to it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure what they decided to do was like they decided to take it down, and like then I'm pretty sure they brought it back because there was a whole thing saying that how I don't know though, because I wasn't really kept, but I know there's a lot of issues towards how the film was perceived by many people.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
How, and it's been like it's like one of the things about films, it's like if people think they're terrible or if people think they're over exaggerated, like that pushing the wrong narrative towards the wrong kind of audience, then people will have problems with the film because they'll think that the film might invoke things inside people that they really shouldn't have. That's why there's lots of films with lots of censorship and stuff, because it wants to try and remove the bad parts that could possibly, in the eyes of some, cause like some outburst or outrage or something like that.
Is it sort of like if, or could it be also be if people got their hopes up for a film and it wasn't good?
Yeah, I suppose so. Like with there's been films like that, like the film is there was. I mean, there was a film like quite say like a few years back that had a big fan base towards it, and then when it came out, it was a big flop, and people were really annoyed about it because it just wasn't what they expected. It was just
like the old Justice League film.
Oh yeah,
like that one.
And people were quite annoyed about that. So like,
yeah.
Like the so like, the thing, because it's how things are promoted and how things are like seen. So like they promote films, and sometimes in trailers they put the best parts in the trailers, and they just absolutely ignore the actual, like they put in the film. There's nothing interesting. They just
yeah.
Put all
sometimes they just cut it out.
Yeah, because I thought like, it's just like anything really, even audience, it's just based on things can easily go south pretty quickly, and there's been many times where films have just like gone completely south because they couldn't focus towards what audience they actually wanted.
Yeah.
All right, Al, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Josh.
No problem, Mo. Okay, so I'd like to say thank you everybody for listening, and I would also like to say thank you, Ron, as well, and I would also give a big shout out to our sponsor, KFC, for making this possible, even though this is probably the most boring thing you have heard. Thank you.
Hello everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Today we're going to be talking about film theories, but first let's introduce our guest for today's podcast. We're joined by Josh.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Josh?
I am doing great, thank you for having me.
It's all good, it's all good. Alright, shall we get into the film theory?
Sure, why not?
Okay. There are many film theories, such as apparatus theory, auto theory, cognitive film theory, film feminist theory, or genre studies. Which one would you like to talk about today, Josh?
Oh, I'd happy to talk about auto.
Okay, great. Let's get started then. The word auteur is French for author, usually a director, who uses recognisable themes in a lot of their films/TV shows. They're known for these unique marks in his films.
Yeah, I think that's something that's done.
Another
an example for this film, for Naruto, is Steven Spielberg. It's like using his music in his films. A lot of them are like really recognizable and famous. And
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Cut it.